Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Everybody, happy Thursday on Psychics Gone Wild. Psychics Gone Wild is going to the moon all through September. And tonight we're going to be giving away one of those beautiful owl necklaces by Blue Moon Treasures. And how this works is it depends on which card I pull when I bring you on the air. So by all means, get ready to have some fun. In the meantime, we've got our special guest. She's not only a gifted medium in her own right, she's a wonderful performing artist in a variety of things, on stage and backstage. How are you, Lynn Bleasdale? Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, thanks, Linda. It's lovely to be here, and thanks for having me.
Oh, very happy to.
that's wonderful. Thank you. Okay.
Well, I thought maybe tonight we could start off with remembering the anniversary. It's been 13 years since September 11th, and remembering all of those who crossed over during that time on that day, all of those who are still to this day grieving the loss of the ones that they love, just wanting to comfort them and let them know that they're okay on the other side, all of those who have suffered personal injury, the rescue workers, the people that happened to be bystanders that survived, and most especially our animals. We had rescue dogs that lost their lives and sustained injury too. Nearly 3,000 people that day. It was quite tragic, and to this day I still feel it when I think about it. So I think if everybody could take just a few seconds in silent memory of those before we get started, that would be fabulous. We love you, and you're not forgotten. Well, getting on with more happy topics, why don't you tell everybody, Lynn, how you got started in what you do?
Well, I think, like a lot of us, as a child, I had spirits around me all the time. And as I grew up, I was taught, that's not right, that's weird. And you sort of... you kind of try to hide it a bit. And when I was 21, I was helping to renovate a store that was going to be used as a photo, like a photography shop. And I was upstairs cleaning out when I heard somebody behind me. I felt her presence first, and then I heard the name Teresa. And I'll make the story short, but it turned out, we checked the parish records. We went up there and did a session and had a conversation with her. And we checked the parish records. She did exist, and she did disappear suddenly. And what she had wanted from us was, she was a Catholic in life, and wanted us to go over to an island where there was a bookstore, and there was the Missali Romanum, which holds the Catholic ceremonies for the dead. And so one of us took the ferry over, went and found this funny little bookstore, and in the back was the Missali Romanum, and they found a priest who wasn't too weirded out by our story. And anyway, there was a bit of a sideshow that went on when people heard the story, and they put it on the haunted walk. But truly, she was just a really sad lady who'd been killed by a guy she'd been seeing, and you know, old story. She was knocked up, and he put her out of her misery, so to speak, and he put her in the basement there. Anyway, I was glad to have helped, but ever since then, I never doubted. And then I met the people on the James Von Prague site, and that just grew. I grew exponentially from that.
Oh, I was so happy and so delighted to make your acquaintance on that site, and now we're co-workers in the astral realm as well.
Oh, and also partiers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at a lovely party just recently with, I guess, your brothers and sisters-in-law, and we watched the skyships go over. It was mind-blowing, yeah.
Oh, those were our Continuum X people.
Yes, Ryan was there for sure, totally running the show. And, yeah, it was an awesome night. I was an honored guest. I was really happy to be asked. So, yeah.
Oh, it was fun.
It really
was. And
also,
we have our regular Sunday Skype meetings.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Our spirit circles.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we get some odd things. Oh, if we have time, we should share that thing about cabbages without using any of the swear words.
We will.
If that's okay. I thought that was hilarious.
You tell what you got for the name and the word, and I'll fill in the rest.
Okay, I got the name. I got the word cabbages, and I'm like, what do I make of this, and do I say anything? And I thought, it's Linda, so if it was anyone but Linda, I probably wouldn't have said it. But I said cabbages, and you could take it from there.
Yes, and it was from my Uncle Raymond, who had crossed recently. And it was just his way of letting me know he's watching everything I'm doing, because I was trying to get into a site and I couldn't get my password to work right. And the first thing that came to mind is a post I had on my Facebook a while back about cabbages and all the things that they go through to change the password to try to make it workable. And by the time they're done, it's got swear words and all kinds of things in it. And then it says, sorry, this password is already taken. But
oh, well, thank you, Raymond, because that was like a weird word to get. But there you go. Cabbages.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, do you want to get going? I think we have a queue here, eh?
Yes, we do. But first of all, I wanted to share something that Carlene Heller, one of our chat hostesses,
yes.
This is Moon Month, and she's sharing the legend of Chang. Chang, China, is the goddess of the moon and lives on it. This legend is very popular in China during the Chinese Lunar Festival, the 15th day of the 8th lunar month, and the legend is retold. Chang and her husband, Hui, were immortal and dwell in heaven. However, the emperor punished them and sent them to earth as mortal beings. Chang was most saddened, wanting to return to heaven. To save her immortality, Hui and he traveled to the west on a long journey where they both settled and lived with the Queen Mother. The Queen Mother gave Hui a pill of immortality, yet warned that Chang should only take half the pill. In her eagerness to become immortal again, Chang swallowed the whole pill and began to soar into the sky. Hui was unable to do anything and stayed on the ground, resulting in the two becoming separated forever. Chang became the moon and Hui the earth. And that's the legend of Chang as provided by Carlene Heller, one of our chat hostesses. And I want to give a shout out to her. She's in the chat room tonight helping out, right along with our wonderful Jan. So thank you both. Love you both.
Oh, thanks,
okay.
Guys. That's beautiful. I loved that. That was really great.
We're going to take one caller first, and then I'm going to go into what moon wobbles are.
All right.
We'll start out with, this one has been waiting patiently here for the show to get started. Hi, Alicia. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. Hello, hello. How are you?
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, doing great. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was wanting to, I just started a training for a new career path, and I just wanted to know what messages come through for me that will help keep me on my path.
Okay, and I've got the three ET cards lined up for you here. And the first one shows that you have a lot of outside distractions. It pertains either to family or relationships. It's kind of hard to keep focused for you at times. The second one is the gift of meditation and communication with the other side. You do have the ability to tune in and receive messages from your guides and your loved ones on the other side. The last one shows a Technomage card, which means that you have the ability to attract to you anything you want. So it's a matter for you of letting go of those distractions, finding a time to block those off and get into your own personal space where you can reach out, communicate, and make things happen, make them manifest. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, it does. I'm a mother and a wife, and I have a 2-year-old and a 10-year-old, so they keep me pretty busy.
Well, you might want to pick a time after they've gone to bed to work on this for yourself. Also, if you could get some time away to get into nature, I always feel that if you could tune into nature a little bit, maybe get someone to watch the kids and just go off and be by yourself for a while and reinvigorate yourself, reconnect to the earth and all of the elements. That will, excuse me, that will help you too. Lynn, did you have some advice for Alicia?
Well, what you're saying, Linda, actually is the first thing that came to me when I heard Alicia. I'm feeling that you're not taking time for yourself and you're not connecting with your soul enough. Does that feel correct for you?
Well, I do try to get at least 5 minutes of meditation in every morning before I even, you know, check emails or go on Facebook or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I try to do that. I'm gotten a lot better because I used to not do that at all. So,
I tried stretching 5 minutes to 10 and then 10 minutes to 15. You know, stretch a little more each time.
Yeah, no pressure.
You're going to get more quality if you can spend more time with it.
I just wrote something down. I'm sorry to butt in there, Linda, but...
go for it.
Okay, what I'm getting very strongly here is give yourself permission. You may be feeling like taking the time, taking more than 5 minutes, like that's like grabbing a bite of food as you go out the door. You're not really feeding yourself. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
Give yourself permission to take the time. We often stand in our own light, and it's from loving the people that we're taking care of course, but you've got to include yourself in that.
So will that help me to connect better with my guides or just,
Oh, yes.
I feel the presence of beings around me, so I'm assuming that those are my guides, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
Can you try that first, Alicia, and then call us back later on and let us know how it went?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I could definitely do that.
Yes, you've got
thanks.
To clear a spiritual path for the connection, and that means you must take time for yourself to quiet your soul, meditate, and they can reach you better.
Okay.
You raise your vibration when you do that, and it meets them a bit halfway.
Okay. So
okay.
Do a good job of meeting them halfway. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for calling in, Alicia, and please do let us know, okay?
Absolutely, call us back sometime and tell us how it's going.
Certainly. Thank you. Have a good night.
Bless you, Alicia.
Thank you, and blessings. I'm going to take a minute to talk about something that's a lot like Mercury in retrograde, and if you happen to be one of those people that looks up to the sky every night, you might see that sometimes the moon looks like it's a little bit to the left, or a little bit to the right the next night. It's like it's going back and forth, and we call those moon wobbles. Now, Carl Payne Tobey is credited with having discovered moon wobbles, their recurrence, and their effects on planet Earth. So why do we call it a wobble? It is not literal, just like Mercury is not actually going backwards. It is a perception in comparison to the interaction with other planets in our solar system. Mercury, due to its position in the general orbit, appears to be going backwards, or at least it is slowing down. Thus, a wobble is also a perception as relates to its relationship with the other planets, and most often directly with the Sun itself. It is a distortion type effect, and the energy that is generated from these interactions is what can wreak havoc, such as terrorism and major cataclysmic disasters. Just like solar flares disturb and distort the electromagnetic fields of our planet and often cause weather to become drastic and electronics to fail. Noted events that occurred during moon wobbles are September 11th, the Oklahoma City bombings, the explosion of Challenger in 1986, and various cataclysmic events such as earthquakes, wildfires, tsunamis, tornadoes, floods, and airplane crashes. We have an average of 4 moon wobbles every year, occasionally 5 in a year, much like the cycles of Mercury in retrograde. Since eclipses are in conjunction with lunar nodes, there will always be a moon wobble, but there does not have to be an eclipse for one to occur. The average moon wobble is 20 days, but they have been known to last as long as 6 weeks. There are regular moon wobbles, and there are solar and moon together wobbles where the Sun is conjunct with the lunar nodes. The wobbles that involve the Sun tend to be more intense and can cause more of an action and reaction in both natural disasters and things such as war or terrorism. Moon wobbles tend to bring out inflammatory reactions in people, so keeping a cool head and counting to 10 if confronted verbally or online before responding would be your best course of action to prevent escalation. Things to avoid doing during a moon wobble phase are similar to Mercury in retrograde, such as avoiding signing of contracts or getting married, buying or repairing electronics and appliances, accepting new employment, starting new relationships, medical and dental procedures, moving to a new home or apartment, and more. A moon wobble tends to skew the interactions of people involved in these situations or to distort your personal perceptions. So you may find if you do any of these things, it may turn sour, or you may find out it is not something you wish after all. If you think back on the events in your life or the news, moon wobbles occurred this year, the last 3 weeks of January, the first 3 weeks of April, and the first 3 weeks of July. We are due to have another one with its peak at October 13th, meaning the general span of coverage for this one begins the end of September and goes to about the 20th. Wobbles can be triggered by various planetary interactions, as well as the wobble in July was brought about by Mars and the blood moon. These wobbling times of the moon are nothing to really fear, but to be aware of. There are places on the Internet that you can search that will give you the peak dates and general dates before and after the beginning of that span. You have lived your entire life with moon wobbles occurring a few times each year, but now perhaps some of the events will make sense given its probability to affect our planet. Interesting, huh, Lynn?
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I know. I can tell it's been happening. Like, people are just wobbling themselves. Yeah.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And, well, wobble away. Weebles wobble, and we should, too.
Yep, and weebles wobble, but they don't fall down, so we won't,
that's
right?
I think we're dating ourselves here, kid.
I think we are.
Oh, well. Anybody else remember those things? Weebles? Weebles, yeah, right?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, in the chat room they sure do.
Oh, yeah, there you go. They should bring those things back. Yep.
Oh, we should.
Yeah.
But shall we get on to number 2, caller?
Absolutely.
All righty. Area code 509, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Hi.
Hi. I'm just wondering if you see a job for me. I am going to go drop off some resumes and covers tomorrow. And, yeah, I'm just wondering if you see one and what type of setting, too.
I'm sorry, love.
Did I get your name?
Yeah.
Erica Reyes.
Okay, Erica.
Hi, Erica. I couldn't quite hear what you said, dear.
I'm just wondering about employment. I'm going to go job hunting tomorrow, just drop off some resumes and covers, and then hopefully next week again. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The cards that I'm getting for you, Erica, first of all, I get mm-hmm. the light worker card, which means the type of employment you should be seeking should be helpful on a general sense as far as humanity, animals, nature, that kind of thing goes. I don't know what it is you're trying to apply for, but you're going to feel best in your type of work situation where you're actually helping people and not just helping the corporation, so to speak. But I'm also seeing that there are two types of employers, actually, that are going to be interviewing you, and one is going to be a very difficult, tough kind of guy. I don't think you're going to be able to impress him very well, but just relax and be the best you can be, because I'm also seeing a woman involved in the job that you're applying for, and she's a very understanding, and she oversees everything, and she's the one that you're really going to need to impress. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. So when do you see me getting this job then?
Okay, I do not get timelines with my ET cards, but maybe Lynn has more information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Erica, are you interested in the healthcare or the
no.
healthcare field? No. Have you ever have you ever considered it?
No.
Hmm. What I got see you doing very well as not an assistant so much as someone who helps run the business of a healthcare worker.
Oh.
Keeping things organized.
Okay. Well, I want to be a judge, so I'm like in my first 2 years of college, and I'm transferring in 6 months to university, so I kind of want to get into the legal field.
Oh, you're in law. Okay. Well, I see you in, like, I'm not seeing you personally, but the energy I get is in a helping capacity, somebody's assistant, and that makes sense that you will start out apprenticing.
Oh, Lynn.
Yes.
Could I interrupt here? Could she possibly
totally.
Be an attorney assisting people that have had wrongful things done to them medically?
Well, that could be. Yeah, that could be. Linda's picking up parts of that too, possibly, but I just see you doing a very good job as somebody's right-hand person in their office or their place of business.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, you know, if you want to be a judge, then you will be a judge.
Oh, nice!
But you can't. You've got to pay the dues first. You know, it's going to be a long slog. But
you're going to have to be a lawyer first, and then work your way up.
Yeah,
that would tie in with what Lynn is saying. If you work as a defense attorney for a while, helping people who have been wronged medically, you know, dealing with medical malpractice suits, kind of get to know that field too, a little bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what I'm sorry. Go ahead, Erica.
I was saying, like, I was thinking immigration attorney first, but just recently I decided that I want to go a little higher and just, you know, be a judge instead.
Okay.
But, yeah, I want to be an attorney.
Well, I'll tell you what I wrote when I was listening to you. The words healing help is what I wrote down. So I can see you helping people, but I guess I just assumed that healing help meant healthcare of some sort. But no, you will be healing and helping people. And immigrants often have a rough go of it, and that's a spiritual healing. So,
mm-hmm.
But just, put it out there for others, and it will come back to you, you know, like help. And I do some pro bono work, too, if you are able to.
Yeah, it's not about the money with me. It's more about, like, making a difference and kind of, you know, giving people a fair trial, because I feel like people are not really being treated fairly. And so that's kind of why I wanted to move on to a judge.
Well, my dear, that is healing in a very big way. So I wish you so well. You're going to do beautifully. With that attitude, you can't lose.
We do, Erica. It's great. I want to thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a great night and call back in the future.
Oh, and can we call you up for legal help down the road?
Yeah, it'll be
absolutely
free.
Oh, thank you so much. That's fabulous.
That'll work.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, be sure to visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. Put in for prizes. And also, check out all of our psychic family over there and choose the one that resonates with you. Schedule that personal one-on-one reading time, because we can do a lot more one-on-one with unlimited time than we can on the radio shows. And don't forget to join the Real Psychics Gone Wild group on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. We are over 5,200 members now, so come on in and have some fun. A lot of inspirational videos, a lot of inspirational information, a lot of sharing. So come on over and have fun on Facebook. Okay, we're going to take, this is an odd call, Lynn. You're not going to believe this. There's
All right.
no numbers on this call whatsoever. It's just a bunch of symbols. Should we see who it is?
It could be one of your friends, you know.
Oh, it might. Well, let's see here. Who is this? Hello?
This is the moon talking to you.
Oh.
Everyone thinks I am over Miami, but most times I am right over Tampa, shining down on Blue Moon Treasures, one of my favorite metaphysical shops in all of your world. Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop providing hand-blended healing oil, semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American products, jewelry, totems, curly and photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. How can you find this delightful place? Point your browser to www.jethrosmith.net and click on the Metaphysical Shop. They always have great specials at competitive prices with a very specialized, tailored, just-for-you line of products. Blue Moon Treasures happily sponsors Psychics Gone Wild, and you know what? September is Moon Month. So enjoy the topics and put in for your chance to win some great prizes from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. The question this month is, am I a boy? Or am I a girl? I'll never tell. See you tonight up in the sky.
How about that? The moon actually called in tonight.
Well, that was awesome. And I know the answer to the question.
Oh, do tell.
The answer is yes.
Exactly. Absolutely, I totally agree.
Very
Why don't we
simple,
bring on
yeah.
our next caller and see what they have to say about it?
All right.
Hi, Rose Maria, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. Do you agree with our answer on the moon?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And what can we do for you tonight?
I know I'm changing every day, spiritually, every thing each day. Whatever you can pick up that's coming up next, or do you need a specific
All righty. Oh, my goodness. I got the card. I got the card. Rose Maria, guess what?
What?
You want a beautiful owl necklace from Blue Moon Treasures.
Cool.
Yay. That's fabulous.
Yay, Blue Moon Treasures. We just love you. And for you too, Rose Maria. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm actually seeing two things that have actually advanced on your spiritual path here. One, that you've taken more command of your life and you're not feeling like life is just pushing you around, but that you are in control of it. I'm also seeing that you're getting a lot more telepathic abilities. You can pick up on people without them saying a word. And the last one is actually showing me the starship. The starship is telling me that the extraterrestrial guides that you have are watching over you. And that was the card I was waiting for to give you the prize was the extraterrestrial ship. Does that resonate for you?
Yes.
All right. Lynn, what do you have to add?
I'm sorry. Could you give me your name again, dear?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Have you got someone on the other side named Edward?
Edward. No. Not a Ed or Edward.
Edward Living? Anyone in your life named Ed or Edward?
I know an Ed.
Okay, and with that name, I'm getting the number 14. So that can't be a month. It has to be a day, I guess. Or, 14 would be this year. But anyway, the number 14, I would write that down. And you don't, if it doesn't click it now, it might click later. So.
Okay. Cool.
It could be a birthday, anniversary, something like that. Or it could be something for you. But the number 14 came down immediately. And the name Ed, you don't have any friends named Ed, do you?
No. A hairdresser.
A hairdresser? Well, that's somebody you know. So ask Ed next time you see him if the number 14 is significant for him or for you, or maybe you should get an appointment on the 14th.
I know the 14th of November is an anniversary, my parents.
Okay.
Ah.
Yeah. I got the Ed first, then I got the 14. And, yeah, and again, sometimes when you think about these messages after, it might make sense. So if your parents had an Ed in their lives. Anyway, it came through. I got an Ed, and then I got Edward, and then I got 14.
Yeah, one of my parents has an Edward.
Okay.
From the past.
Oh, all right, good. Because I thought I was losing it there. yeah. And it's a very, the handwriting it comes in is a very straight-shooting kind of guy. Like it's a solid block letter. And it's really big, so I have a feeling Ed might have been quite the extrovert, life of the party kind of guy. So see what you can get. If you can contact family members and corroborate that, see what that comes up with. But anyway, if they're saying that to you, then they're sending love and saying hello and making the effort to connect. So
it just validates that you're being watched over. Just like I said, my ET cards, the loved ones on the other side, even if you don't personally know them, they will still watch over you. Isn't that nice?
Yes, and also you, as Linda says, you can develop your own powers too. You've got a lot of potential. You'll connect with them yourself. And try the writing sometimes. Just relax your hand and let it write and see what comes up for you.
Okay.
It's a meditation thing. You've got to sort of center yourself and get very calm and ask spirit to be with you and see what happens. But you've got the potential.
Got you. Cool.
Okay, Rosemaria, after the show's over this evening, are you going to be by your phone? I'll call and get your actual mailing address so that we can get that beautiful owl necklace out to you. Okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Congratulations. That's so awesome.
That is.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work, Rosemaria. You're doing good.
Thanks. Thank you.
Love ya.
Thanks.
Blessings to you.
You too.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Wow. You got any stories you want to tell about the moon? I just wanted to say real quick that people in Canada and the northern part of the United States tonight should be able, if it's clear enough, to see the Aurora Borealis because we're having solar storms that actually started yesterday, but they started reaching the Earth last night, creating some beautiful northern lights. Have you seen any of that, Lynn?
Not from here, but we've been rainy and overcast, so you can't see much of anything. But, hey, you know, I want to send some of that rain to California.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, we've got a prayer circle going on Facebook, and you can contact either Lynn or myself, and we'll get you in. Once a week we are meeting to actually do a show together and put out the good intentions to bring rain to California. And you can also do it on your own, too. If you just want to sit down and either pray, meditate, send your healing intentions. If you know Reiki, you can send Reiki to the situation to bring moisture. They've been ravaged by wildfires, so we do want to look after them. But getting back to the moon, do you have any unique moon experiences?
Oh, who me?
Yeah,
or
you.
Who?
You.
Oh. moon. Wow. I don't know one offhand, really. I do have a funny story about running out, having a radiator problem under a full moon.
Oh,
might
go
have
ahead.
Made us. Well, we were driving home from something through the dark countryside one night, a whole bunch of us, and it was a full moon, and we were, like, just grooving on it and stuff, and suddenly the radiator went poo, you know, and how a car goes down and the smoke comes
mm-hmm.
out, or the steam comes out, rather. And so we sat there for about 3 hours under the full moon, and we were just loving the moon, but we were going, well, heck, where the heck are we going to get water at this time of night? And it turns out we were sitting on a bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's always
yeah,
good to look up, but sometimes you got to look down too, right?
Well, yeah, but maybe we were just moon mad and we never thought, look down, there's water right under you people. Ooh, that's a good life lesson. You might,
as above, so below.
Well, yeah, we can turn that into an aphorism, okay? When you think your radiator has run dry, you might just be sitting on a bridge. Okay, we should move on. This is getting weird. Okay.
Fun,
sorry, no, I can't.
But wild,
yeah.
Not weird. We're just wild.
Oh, well, there you
all
go.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to go on to area code 817. Hi, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, my name is Felix. How are you, everyone?
Hi, Felix.
Hi, Felix. And what can we do for you?
Well, I'm going through difficult changes, especially it's been a while that I have been in the show, approximately 6-7 months now, and just wanted to have a general reading specific to the condition of my living condition at this point in regard to a relationship, past relationship.
Okay. I'm seeing some children involved in this. Okay. There seems to be
yes.
some sort of a struggle regarding children. I'm also seeing
yes.
that communication needs to be improved on the situation because either you are not understanding her or she is not understanding you, and there's been a lot of hurt feelings as a result of this. And I'm seeing that the woman is very stubborn type person. So there's going to be a lot of work that involved in getting your communication to her. But I'm also seeing a move. I mean, an actual physical move from where you're living now to somewhere else. But it doesn't tell me how far or when. Does that resonate for you?
That is correct. I'm in a transition of moving from one place to another. I'm going to be moving from another house tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you are completely right. I'm really concerning about, I'm going through a divorce, and basically I lost pretty much everything in terms of cars. I'm kind of getting built myself up. My worry about is finding a career that I enjoy. I'm recently graduated, but I really want to exceed and have the opportunity in the career that I enjoy, like management, like leader, and seeing myself in an organization. I'm concentrating on that, even though I did pass a hurt relationship. You are absolutely right. There are children involved, and the communication is stumbled. Yes, that is correct. I just wanted to confirm that with you, that is, you are correct. That's a very destructive relationship that I have put in the past, recently in the next 6-7 months past. What would be my next stage? What do you see myself in the next couple of, I don't know.
Actually,
I'm
going to turn this part over to Lynn.
I've been making some notes, Felix, as you and Linda have been talking. And I just want to ask you, are you having any pain in your body, in your back and neck area?
Well, I had, I've been I'll be honest with you, I don't have any transportation. Living here in Dallas, basically, it's very difficult for me to have a transportation due to financial circumstances. I've been actually walking a lot of distance miles, 5, 6, 10 miles in the next couple of days. Yet I've been feeling, you know, my nerves and my muscles being tensing because of the walks I had been going through for the last 2 days.
Okay, when I was listening to you, my back and my neck started to hurt and they started to tighten up. And if there's a way you can... just stretch. Don't let that thing knot up on you because it's going to affect your entire body. So catch that in the bud.
Okay.
You're holding tension in the neck and the back area.
Yes.
So, and especially if you're doing any lifting, make sure you do it with your knees. You know how to lift, right, properly?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Don't twist or anything because you could sprain yourself or hurt yourself. Okay, and next I got for you, have you ever considered opening a business of your own?
I have. I thought about it. I had a vision after I graduated. My vision is to have my own business, and that's my desire. And I'm really don't have the mind or the stability, emotional stability, because I've been going through so many changes emotionally and very frustrated at the point of the divorce degree. I haven't had the divorce degree. It's going to be over pretty soon, but very painful for me. And I would love to have the opportunity in the near future when my financial circumstances stabilize a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling the same thing as Linda was saying, and it's very important, and it's going to be difficult, I know, but it's important that you not engage in the fights. One of you, it takes two to tangle. And I feel that you are going to have to be the strong one here. And when you're around the children, you must never, ever let the fights get in there. Because truly, I'm quoting Dr. Phil here, but it changes who they are. And it's you'll have to be the rock here. Because I don't think your lady friend is able to do that right now. And and by you being that strong rock, and don't fight ever, just don't engage. And if you must remove yourself, then you must do it, you know, what I did write down for you, you must not engage. And it will help so much in the long run. Years from now, you'll thank yourself for doing that. I just got one name for you. Do you know a person named Anya or Enya?
Does not ring the bell, no.
Okay, well, keep your eye out, and I'm not feeling at all this is a future love relationship, but keep your eye out for someone named, it could be Anna, Enya, Anya, two syllables with an A. So just somebody who might help you. I don't know, Linda, are you picking up anything with that name?
I'm actually picking up someone that is crossed over. It could be an ancestor, like a grandmother or a great aunt or something like that.
It's an older female for sure.
Yeah.
Must be two things. Is it my aunt or my grandmother? She's overseas at this point, and I have a very good connection with her, and including having started communicating a little bit more with my mother. We never had a interference in words in the past, but I'm the one who kind of being her. I'm a very emotional person, and people kind of turn to hurt me. Whether they say verbally or trying to kind of hurt me. I'm very in that sense of nature.
Yeah. Don't give away your power. You have it in you to stand firm, and you will. I really see you opening your own business. Figure out what your passion is And there's courses out there. You can learn to do it. And I see you being very happy running your own thing. And I think you'll be really great to your employees.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to be a manager as a retail store manager in the past. And I'm really fortunate to have the opportunity in the past. Even though it's not my career path, my career is to target a corporate environment in the global business management. That's my concentration. And even though I look forward to myself that I will have to have the opportunity and pray the universe to give me the opportunity that I think I deserve.
Absolutely. Yep. I think you'll just do so well. And when you have people on your team, you will be a leader, not a boss.
That is correct. I think I have the passion to do that. I'm here to serve other people and learn from what life is about in order for me to share what I have learned.
Well, don't you feel so
wonderful?
It is. And you know what? This what you're going through will pass. It will pass. And chew through that brick wall. You're going to come out the other side looking pretty darn good.
It's hurt me because there are, children that I, basically my daughter who's involved in this, and the other person, the other party, which is my wife, she's really dragging me illegally and, manipulating, controlling me. That is the thing that get me caught off in so many things that I can't even think about what else I could think about besides abuses and stuff like that. So this is one of the reasons why I kind of got away from that situation in the past, so...
Good for
I'm
you.
Hurt.
Of
well,
course
Felix,
you are.
Thank you so much for calling in. Just know that you are a great strength and a great role model for your daughter. Stand strong. Take Lynn's advice. And call us back and let us know how it's going, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank
bless
you so much
you,
for
Felix.
The opportunity. God bless you.
Yeah,
bless
you, Felix.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I want to remind everybody, we've got a brand new room, a new group over there on Facebook. That's right, it's the real Psychics Gone Wild. Be sure to head on over to www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. That's right, Monday through Friday, you can get all the amazing readings you want, lots of contests, great sponsors like Blue Moon Treasures, and we have a new one now called Candy Club. And I will be playing that commercial next week. But in the meantime, be sure to always remember to call into 773-897-6461 and go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Check out all of our wonderful readers over there. They're healers, they're psychics, they're mediums. And pick one and choose that special one-on-one reading time. Because that's what's going to get it for you, is when you can spend a lot of time one-on-one with that person, more time than we can spend on the radio. Also, use the Contact Us link over there and put in for prizes. Share your feelings about the show. Who's your favorite psychic? Let us know. Fill out the form, tell us your message, and click Submit, because Jethro gets to those, and he will pick prizes from those as well. Again, I want to thank everybody that's listening in. We're going to take one more call after we talk just a little bit more about the moon. Okay, Lynn, what is your strongest feeling that the moon does to influence us? How do you think it really helps us being up there in the sky?
Well, when you're standing under a full moon and you've got the dark and the light, it sort of completes the way you are. You know what I mean? You're in the dark, but you're in the light at the same time. And...
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I just like that.
So it's kind of a metaphor for our normal physical existence then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the coolest things in the world is it being in a garden in the full moon.
That is lovely.
Yeah, it's pretty magical.
I know during full moons I like to just look out the window at night before I go to sleep and just see the silvery light that's cast over everything, the leaves, the grass, and even on buildings. It can make buildings look so beautiful too. They might look shoddy by daytime, but under the light of the full moon they're beautiful. It's also a time when the animals kind of sneak off and do a little bit more resting, get out of the way of their prey. So it's a very restful time for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like a light bath.
Mm-hmm.
You get, yeah, you know, sun bakes you, but the moon sort of just sends it down gently.
Yeah,
so,
it soothes you.
Absolutely.
Very much so.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
You ready to take another caller?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Hi, 770. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Hi.
Hello. How are you today?
Hi there.
I'm pretty good. Could I get your name, please?
Yes, my name is Nisha.
Okay.
Hi, Nisha.
Hi, how
and
are you?
What? And what can we do for you today? But first, before I get that from you, do you think the moon is a guy or a gal?
A woman, definitely.
Definitely? Why is that?
Yes, a woman. So many changes. Only a woman can do that.
That's wonderful. Traditionally, the moon is the feminine. Yeah. Isn't it?
Yes. It's very powerful, and women are, you know, powerful or goddesses by nature. So, yeah.
There you go. Couldn't have said it any better. Yeah.
Okay, what can we do for you?
Yes, I was just calling for Ari to see if you can see anything regarding my finances, maybe a job, you know.
Okay. I'm seeing actually three things here. The past employer, there was actually a past employer you had that was pretty good. I don't know if it was actually the supervisor you worked for, the type of work you were doing that you really enjoyed. And that
mm-hmm.
is a possibility to try to get back into something like that. But the current card that I'm seeing for you right now seems to be going into something that deals with knowledge, wisdom, record keeping, that type of thing,
mm-hmm.
bookkeeping perhaps. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if that's what you're looking for right now, but that really sounds good because you're very good with details. They're showing me
mm-hmm.
that you're very accurate, very efficient, and wonderful with details, and you're kind of a perfectionist. You don't mess up with things. You double-check your work on whatever it is you're doing. And then in the future,
yeah.
I'm seeing an actual golden liberation card, which means you're finally going to find something that doesn't feel like work. It will be more like play for you. Does this resonate?
Oh, great. I'm not sure exactly what it is right now, but you know, I've been flirting with different ideas, things that, you know, possibly interest me, that I can also make money with at the same time.
All right. Lynn?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm madly scribbling notes here. Just a sec. I've got... No, I guess that's it. Okay. I'm sorry. Give me your name one more time.
Yeah, Nisha.
Nisha, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm, you know, brain marbles rolling around up here. The first thing I wrote down was Gemini, the month of June, and the numbers 13 and 27.
Hmm.
Now, I would... Carry on, sorry?
No, I'm just thinking the numbers.
Okay, take a pencil, write those down. You don't have to come up with the significance right away.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something that's going to happen to you. I don't know. Are you fond of animals?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Because I wrote down pets, ? You might be a very good nurse in a vet clinic or pet care or some sort of pet care in your home, or you could do in-home care. But I think you might enjoy working with animals.
Hmm. I never thought of that before.
Well, I'm seeing that you've got a good way with them, and you could calm them down in situations like, you know, animal hospitals. And I'm not sure how well those guys get paid, but, I mean, if you're good at it, you probably can make a living, you know? Or you might consider, a doggy daycare thing or dog walking, it doesn't have to be dogs either. You can get clients and, doing vacation, what's that called? House sitting stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pet sitting,
mm-hmm.
plant sitting, something like that. And even if that's just a stopgap, that might be something that can help you bring in an income and while you figure out what you want to do when you grow up. Okay? No, I wasn't. That wasn't meant as an insult. I just meant Nobody knows. Yeah, no one knows what they want to be, and the world goes, well, hurry up and figure it out. But, you know, that's just wrong.
Pretty much. You'll end up having at least, you know, 10 different occupations in your lifetime at some point.
Well, some of the best people I know have been a little bit of everything, and it makes them very interesting. But if you're not sure what you want to do, well, just see what kind of, animal-related sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm kind of getting something that fills in here on both what I told her and what you said. Working as like a receptionist or some sort of medical assistant in a veterinary clinic would be a good thing, because you'd be the one that would be scheduling the appointments, keeping the books, and yet you'd also be working with the animals at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's lovely, yeah. And the people, and they're the hardest animals to take care of ever, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think you'd be really good doing something like that. And what Linda said really resonates.
Yes.
I'll give it some thought.
Absolutely. Yeah, and, I was thinking something totally different. Go figure.
Well, that doesn't mean you should shelve that dream, because, I mean, don't listen to us. What do we know? But, if it resonates with you, and it feels like something, it doesn't have to be a long-term thing, but something you might try, you know, and just bring a little money in and enjoy the time. But do see who the Gemini is. It's a late Gemini. It's a June birthday, maybe, anniversary, and the number's 13.
Well, believe it or not, I do have twin boys who are Geminis.
Okay.
And I also have a nephew who's also a Gemini.
All right.
Maybe for my son's birthday.
Oh.
So
the numbers 13 and 27, I just wrote down what I got, so you'll have to figure that out. But, you know, Linda figured out cabbages, so it can be done.
That's right. Talk about your obscure message, but I knew what it was.
Yeah.
Well, Nisha, I want to thank you so much for calling in. And I want to remind everybody to follow us here. Follow Psychics Gone Wild. Go up in the corner or up at the top of the screen on your episode there. And click that follow link. That way you get all of the upcoming episode information right to your email inbox. And follow Psychics Gone Wild on Twitter as well. So you'll get all the information about everybody and everything that we've got planned. Doesn't that sound like fun, Lynn?
That sounds like real fun. And, this is what a lovely show. And I've been reading the chat room, but haven't had a minute to answer anybody. But you guys rock. You're just lovely.
Yes, thank you all, listeners. My love to Jan and Carlene, who are working the chat room so diligently tonight, and
thank
our faithful
you.
Listeners in there. So I am alive. I see you, too. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sherry. And all these number guests, they're interesting. Yeah. But thank you all so much. That's just lovely. I had a great time.
Oh, I did, too. Oh, we've got 90 seconds left. So should you tell everybody how they can find you on Facebook?
I'm at... what is my name? Oh, I guess I'm just Lynn Bleasdale. Like, just pop that in the Facebook search and... I should come up, although I think I have a doppelganger in England, so I'm the one in Canada. That's her name. Oh, and I looked her up. She looks exactly like me. It was really freaky.
Yeah, but yours is the puppy dog, the puppy dog
yes,
profile.
Yes, it is. No, but I looked at this woman's picture, and she could be my mirror image.
Oh, wow.
So I better not meet her. No, if you meet your doppelganger, you explode, I hear, so...
Uh-oh. Well, tomorrow night, be sure to join us here 2 hours earlier than this show. It's on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Jethro and Patty, Jethro Smith and Patty Negri. And be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and check us all out and put some information in the Contact Us link to come in for prizes. So we're sending love and peace and healing and unity to everybody until tomorrow night. Stay wild. Good night.
Good night, and thank you.